And now from contemporary fashion to retro, here's a blast from the past, photographic slides. Remember those? Family and friends gathered around the projector, reliving summer vacations over an agonizingly long slideshow.
All righty, here we go.
Except for pro photographers, hardly anyone takes slides anymore. They were big back in the 50s and 60s, but there are still thousands of them left lying around in back drawers and boxes. Charles Phoenix collects them and has revived the family slideshow, turning it into performance art. The Los Angeles Histotainer, as he's sometimes called, spoke with Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand about his Kodachrome window into American culture.
Charles Phoenix is one of those rare people who sees the extraordinary in the ordinary.
I wept when I found this slide. I mean, people back then were not taking pictures of where they had dinner. You can see all the neon on all the gas stations going down the street, and there's a corner sign for another, restaurant or club you can't see. It's called the Hawaiian Garden. It says entertainment. And then in neon, it says chicken, steak, and squab. Squab in neon. I challenge you to go out today and find squab written on a sign in neon.
Charles shows us another slide of a family posing around the dinner table, the Virginia ham nestled against a molded Jell-O salad the color of antifreeze. Another one, a little boy in his bedroom showing off his jet fighter wallpaper and new globe as if he's ready to conquer the world. And one of Charles's favorites, a 1950s shopping center that has the seven wonders of the world reproduced in miniature in the parking lot.
You know, I mean, come on, the Taj Mahal, 6 feet tall, I love it.
The pictures have been blown up and now cover his walls so he can choose which ones will make it into his next book. He studies them from the couch, which is covered by a colorful old crocheted afghan. On the windowsill behind him are several misshapen clumps of clay that he found at a garage sale.
And I think they're beautiful. They're just little, like, bad balls of clay that are glazed in all these old colors.
Most people would look at these lumps of clay and think, oh, not worth anything, ugly, throw them away, but you find art in that.
I like, things that are not self-conscious, and those are not. I mean, no one's, like, making those thinking, this is a masterpiece in the making. They are completely clumsy, aren't they?
And that's what he finds fascinating in the slides people took in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
I like the era. It's kind of the golden era of the USA, and the productivity and design was just fever pitch, and it was kind of like a big giant mom-and-pop shop working right alongside the, you know, big corporations. So there was kind of this balance. There was some clumsiness going on design-wise. The other thing that I love about it is the way that it's actually preserved on Kodachrome film, because it's the colors are so rich, it's like Technicolor.
I'm wondering how you tease apart the artifice from the reality, or does it not matter to you?
Well, I'm all about the reality of it. I only want the truth of it, and that's one of the reasons I love other people's old slides so much, because this is amateur photography. There's a truth in it that you can't really find in, you know, anything produced in Hollywood or whatever. I mean, it's not self-conscious. It's not really planned. I mean, if it's a really great shot, it's accidental. I'll look through collections and there'll be a bunch of out-of-focus pictures of dirt and then one incredible shot.
Charles used to haunt garage sales, flea markets, and secondhand stores every weekend. Now people call him and leave boxes of slides on his doorstep.
This kind of gives you a little idea. I've taken over a whole room in my apartment. It's the other bedroom, and it's just stacked full of shelves with a million different boxes full of a zillion different slides. And some of the categories are New York World's Fair, Dalmatians, Kids with Guns and Toys is another one, Nudes and Cheesecake. Oh, that's the box everyone wants to see.
Charles's obsession started a long time ago when he was 14 and his mom signed him up to be in the local musical, Oklahoma, so he'd have something to do on Saturdays. Told to get a cowboy shirt, Charles entered a thrift store for the first time.
So I found the cowboy shirt and everything, and I found an entire new wardrobe. I totally did, and I began a thrift shopping spree that lasted until I was 30, when one day I was in a thrift store. And I thought to myself, oh my God, what am I doing thrift shopping still at the age of 30? I'm like, it's sick and wrong. I said, okay, 5 more minutes and I never will thrift shop again. In that 5 minutes, I found this little blue shoe box that said Trip Across the United States 1957, and it was a really cool shoe box. So I open up the box and it's all these slides of someone's trip across the United States, these Kodachrome slides. And there was old cars and old motels and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, this looks really good. I'm going to get these. And I projected them on the living room wall all night long right here until the bulb burned out.
He started having slideshows for friends. His hobby, his obsession, has now become a full-time job. He puts on regular theater shows now where hundreds of people show up. Charles says he wants his audience to come away from his shows with a new appreciation for American culture.
I want people to stop saying, oh, that was so tacky or that was so ugly or whatever. You know, it wasn't all tacky and ugly. It was amazing. Here's the Weenie-mobile, the Oscar Mayer Weenie-mobile, which, of course, turned out to be a timeless classic. Who knew? Now, here's something that's no longer there. This is the Trailblazer monorail at the Texas State Fair in 1956. It could have been sponsored by Oscar Mayer and called the Oscar Mayer Weenie monorail because it looks exactly like a big hot dog.
Histotainer Charles Phoenix. He has several books of his slides out. The latest, Americana the Beautiful, will be published in January.
It's like the Weenie-mobile only hanging from a monorail track. It's isn't
Madeline Brandt,
so
NPR News, Los
the
Angeles.
Weenie-mobile and the
hey, don't you wish you could see some of those slides? You can. Go to our website, npr.org.